Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you. What a blessing that we can gather on this Sunday. We're especially blessed that we can have some of us here in person and some of us here virtually. And it sounds like we're going to get heat, if I'm hearing the furnace right. It wasn't a ploy to get you put more money in the collection, not having heat air. It's just a little incident. So I'm especially grateful that we can be with the McKenna family as we remember Colin today, and so many of you that you could be here with us praying as we gather together, hear this word of God, celebrate God's sacrament as we ask for a blessing today. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest.
Let us pray that the Spirit of God will be with us today, giving us the strength that we need. Let us pray that Jesus, our brother, will walk with us as we go through the valley of darkness. And let us pray that God's love will continue to inspire, sustain, and empower us in our daily life. Almighty ever-living God, in the abundance of your kindness, you surpass the merits and desires of those who entreat you. Pour out your mercy upon us. Pardon what conscience dreads, and give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it, he built a watchtower and hewed out a wine press. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing, break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his cherished plant. He looked for judgment, but see, bloodshed. For justice, but hark, outcry. The word of the Lord.
Comforts your sorrows, redeems your life. gracious is our God, slow to anger, abounding in kindness. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his product. The tenants seized the servants. One they beat, the other they killed, and the third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but he treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, this is the heir. Let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to these tenants when he come? They answered him, he will put these wicked men to wicked death and lease their vineyard to other tenants who will give them the product at the proper time. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord, it has been done. This is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to the people who produce its fruit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm not a farmer. I don't know much about tilling the land, but the illustrations in our first reading in our gospel, things are not going well. I don't know much about plants. My wife does all the gardening. She makes things happen. I know and I respect my position in the food chain. See, there's a large building out there with a parking lot in front, and all these items are stocked in there. So I park there and I get my reusable bag and I go inside, and that's when I do my grazing and picking. That's my role. There are plants where I work at. They're green. They've been like that for years because they're fake. I thought this through. Every plant in Zacchaeus' house is not real. So occasionally I dust it and things was good. But in our readings today, things are not well with the land. It kind of shows us that God's concerned about his creation, leaving things in our hands. Kind of makes me reflect on life, my faith. You remember back in the day when we used to use this phrase, stop, look, and listen? When you're trying to cross the street, you stop, you look both ways, and you listen for any traffic. Now, I applied that to my faith. Because things get busy, so I just stop, and I look around and see where I'm at spiritually, and I listen for God's voice. This scripture reminds us to look at our stewardship. We probably are obligated to bear good fruit. What is that? I mean, that seems to change in every aspect of our lives. When we get older, prepare good fruit. Does it mean do the things we did when we were in our 20s? Doesn't know, but we got to discern that. But we're expected to bear good fruit, good work, good labor for the vineyard. And we always have that great commandment, love the God with all your heart and all your soul. I always have to remind myself it's the great commandment, not the great option. You know, it's like you can apply this whenever you feel like it, but God expects something out of us. He expects us to take care of each other, his land, his creation, things that he provided for us. And it also reminds me to think of that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. It's where our faith began, our baptism. It's how we maintain ourselves. It's why we are here, because our belief in Jesus Christ, our baptism. He's the cornerstone. And we know that cornerstones in all buildings make things strong, gives them his foundation, makes it sturdy. And that is Jesus for us. But sometimes I think we have to reflect a little bit deeper. Sometimes maybe examine our conscience. Because there are times when we need to slow things down. You know, search our inner heart. Why we do what we do and why we don't do what we should do. It kind of takes our mind out of auto drive. You ever find yourself driving home and don't realize how you got there? You just realize you left one destination, next you know you pull in front of the house. Never thought about where you're going to turn, but you know you made it there. And sometimes we get like that spiritually in our day-to-day lives. We kind of forget things because we're in auto drive. And reflecting on our lives and examining our conscience kind of keeps us humble, keeps things fresh, keeps things before us that God wants it for us. Today, the Feast of St. Francis. We all know his life. Humble, humble man. He's known for caring for the poor, even known for blessing pets and caring for the animals. God, all of God's creation. But did you know he also struggled in his faith? There were points in his life he had to evaluate his stance before his Father and Father God. He had to make a decision, the world or salvation. He struggled, even as a new believer. And even as he got his work started, his ministry started, he also struggled. God called him to rebuild his church. Francis thought it was literally to rebuild a church structure. But God was calling him to care for us. Humanity, people, we are the church of God. Sometimes we just have to regroup and restructure. It even happens to the best of us. Francis was faced with that. God knows we struggle. That's why God's given us grace and mercy. Just look at some of the things that God has given us to deal with times when we struggle. We have prayer. We have the rosary. The Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. The sacraments of the church. Holy Communion. We have each other to care for each other. To listen to each other. To reach out to each other. We have so many options in maintaining our faith and keeping us humble before each other. Imagine what the world would be if we did these things day to day and an opportunity to care for each other. Just say we had to stay 6 feet away from each other and have to wear a mask now and then when we go outdoors. It's a time we have to care for the betterment of each other. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. That could be sometimes just being 6 feet away from each other and looking at your best friend, your loved ones, with a mask on. God called us to these times. We have the ability to do these things, help each other and support each other. Just look at your lives. God called us to till our land. What soul in your community that needs to be refreshed, need to be turned over so your community can grow better? Your neighborhood will be nicer. What plant is in your family that need to be pruned so it can grow better, faster, healthier? What are the weeds in your life that you need to pull up, need to remove them from your life? God has given us an opportunity to care for each other, till his land, bear good fruit. So through this week, take time to stop, look, and listen. Amen.
We join then together in professing our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, we know that God always hears us. So with confidence, let's turn to the Lord this day and present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may be made worthy of producing good fruit to build up the kingdom of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those living in regions of the world marked by ongoing hostilities and resentments, that they may find in their hearts a way to reconciliation, acceptance, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may foster and encourage a true and lasting respect for all human life, especially the most vulnerable and those at the peripheries. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who harvest in the fields and on farms, in orchards and vineyards, that they may be paid a just wage and treated humanely, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we may work together to bear fruit that helps our neighbor materially and spiritually, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Colin McKenna and Deborah and Shirley Barker, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the sacrifices instituted by your commands, that through the sacred mysteries which we celebrate with dutiful service, graciously complete the sanctifying work by which you are pleased to redeem us, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just to give you thanks and raise to you a hymn of glory and praise, O God, Father of infinite goodness. By the word of your Son's gospel, you brought together one church from every people, tongue, and nation. And having filled us with life by the power of your Spirit, you never cease through the church to gather the whole human race into one. Manifesting the covenant of your love, the church dispenses without ceasing the blessed hope of the kingdom and shines bright as the sign of your faithfulness, which in Christ Jesus you promised would last for eternity. And so with all the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and with all the church, as one voice, we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts.
indeed holy and to be glorified, O God. You love the human race. You always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst, when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father, most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit. Sanctify these gifts of bread and wine. Let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice and gave you thanks. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people, together with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise, that in a world torn by strife, your people may shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, especially Colin and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. And grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, may we come to that eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with Mary, the Mother of God, and our Mother, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles, Saint James, and all the saints. We shall praise and exalt you through Christ Jesus, your Son, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the risen Jesus be with each one of you.
And with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace, the wave of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. A coming communion, the ushers will lead you, and if you can keep social distancing, there's 6 feet markers on the floor. When you come up to receive, receive in your hand, and then take a step to the left, and you will then remove your mask and consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat. And before you receive, make sure you get your hand sanitized.
So when you call your family,
satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O sinning Lord, the bread of life to eat. You give yourself to us, O Lord, then selfless let us be. To serve each other in your name, in truth and charity.
Let us pray. Grant us, Almighty God, that we may be refreshed and nourished by the sacrament which we have received, so as to be transformed into what we consume, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
This just a reminder for all the parents who have children who are of catechetical age. We're registering the children so we can begin our online catechetical program, so look on the website on how to do that. This is the second Saturday of the month, and we will have our annual food or monthly food distribution over here on this parking lot. And then over there, we'll have our, for this month, we're going to have our farm stand, which is available food. Fresh produce is going to be available for purchase from our farm. And I want to thank all those who remembered to register for coming to church today. It's very important that we keep our count at the right level. So if you can remember each time you're coming to go to the website and go on to sign up Genius so we can keep an accurate count of those who are here. Any other things? The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To wish a happy birthday to Rochelle. Anyone else who's celebrating happy birthday? And let's sing.